Hello, my dears. Welcome to Treasure's first questionnaire. So it's Poppetons, some sexy questions for sexy Redditors. And I hope I'm sexy enough to answer these questions. And I try to make it short and sweet, not to butcher up the English language too much. So, question number one, what made you first want to post on GWA? I created an account, I think, 2 months ago, my old account, and I had a very nice and kind conversation here with a GWA poster, and he encouraged me to do this, and upload my audios and post here on GWA. So I did it, and I got so many nice and encouraging messages and comments that it was totally overwhelming. So I'm still very happy and so very happy, and I'm excited to be here and hopefully post very, very much more in the future. Question number two, what are people's most common misconceptions about you in real life? That I look much younger than I am. Yep. Question number three, what are your three favorite body parts, both on yourself and ones to look for in a partner? Well, for me, it would be definitely my eyes, just because for the fact they can change color, I don't know, when I feel, when I have a special feeling, they change color. Like, if I'm happy, they change more into a bluish color, and if I'm angry, they change into a Hulk green. Like it's really a whole green. I'm not joking here. So I also like my bum. Like it's not too big, not too small. It's grabbable, and you can grab it very good and slap it very good. And I get very much compliments until now for it. And I also like my big heart. I don't know, does it count like a body part, like inside body part? Yeah, I'm a very caring person, and I have a big heart. So my three favorite body parts are my partner. I don't narrow people on body parts, so narrow down, sorry. Don't like to narrow down them on body parts. So I always like the whole body itself, and especially the personality. But we're not talking about personalities here. So I would say the eyes too. You know what they say, the eyes are the windows to your soul. And I absolutely love to stare into blue or green eyes. Absolutely. I also love brown eyes, but green and blue are my favorites. So and I like tummies, like soft tummies, not six packs. I'm not a girl that's into six packs. I'm into soft tummies to squish and poke and play with. And I also like butts. I'm a totally butt girl. Whether if they're big or small, I will grab it and I will slap it. Next question. Four, if you could have sex with any fictional character, who would it be and why? Well, that's a very hard question for me, actually, because I'm the kind of girl that crushes very hard and very fast on fictional characters, even faster than on real people. And yeah, it's also, I would say it would depend on which fandom I'm currently in. But now I would say Castiel from Supernatural. And why? Yeah, well, because he's an angel. Enough said. Five. What immediately turns you off on a date? I think the comments like lack of manners, rudeness, and when you're impolite to the waitress. I totally can't stand that. And also when you're constantly on your phone. Number six. Are you more of a zap, a dumb, or an either way inclined? Well. The first before I came here to GWA, I was a totally sup, like 100%, whether with a man or a woman. And now I can say I embrace more and more of dominant side of me. Even though it's maybe just an audience, but I really like the kind of side of me. And yeah, I think I would turn into a switch slowly but surely. So, well, we will see. Seven. What are the main qualities to look in for a good dessert, edible or otherwise? For me, definitely the taste and the looks of it. I am a sucker for very nice looking food, like those food on food porn sites. That's really a thing, and I'm a totally sucker for food porn, and I absolutely love to watch, when people bake those really, really wonderful and amazing cakes. Like, I don't know, they built a whole car out of cake. It's pretty amazing, and I love to watch it. So definitely the looks and the taste. Number eight. What do you most appreciate about your favorite GWA poster? Double pop it in points if you're brave enough to name them. Well, yeah, I am brave enough to name them because I'm pretty sure, 100% sure, they will never ever listen to this. So, the first one I would name is they called him Quiet. He was one of the first poster here I listened to, and he's also the one that encouraged me to post here. And I can't thank him enough until now. So what I really, really love about him, voice beside, is that when you listen to him, you can really, really hear the fun he had while he's recording. Well, at least I can hear it. He's so much into his audios that he indulges himself totally into his role, and he has so much fun. It's totally amazing. And also, I really, really love and admire the way he can't switch from a sub into a dom or from a dom into a sub. Totally flawless. Like, it's absolutely flawless. Like, you can't hear the you can hear the I don't know the word. Fuck. I totally lost it here right now. So just because I can't remember that one stupid word. So yeah, he's amazing. Okay, that's all. So the second I would say is Punfinifer. He already knows that I'm his fangirl. It's the same with they call him Quiet. You can hear that he's absolutely into his recordings. He's also very creative with his scripts and his recordings. And I really, really like how he can be a totally nasty, fucked up guy in one audio so much. Like, the first audio I hear about him was it was a Halloween entry, I think, and it was about a switched up Bloody Mary. Like, a girl was trying to trying out the Bloody Mary in front of a mirror, and he was playing the role of the male Bloody Mary, and he was playing with her body and mind, and it was absolutely wonderful to listen to it. And yeah, it has a really nice twist at the end. I absolutely fell in love with those things. And the other one was also was with a mind reader, and I also did my version of it to this audio. So yeah, he can be a very nasty son of a bitch. I'm sorry. Really sorry about this. But he also can be a very cute and shy and nerdy guy, or a very reassuring professor. So yeah, he's absolutely amazing, and I adore this guy. Yeah, and the third would be actually Cookie. He was the one that draw me into brother sister audios. He's also a very adorable guy. Like, when you're listening to him, I giggle and I moan and I giggle and I moan, and it's absolutely fantastic. Like, he's also a very fun guy to listen. He's having fun, definitely. And he's also having a super, super cute accent. Like, I totally fell in love with his voice for the first time I heard him. So yeah, these are my three top, I would say. And I forget one. I forget Ever Distant Utopia. He's also absolutely amazing. Go check him out. Like, really. He's creative. He's also absolutely amazing with switching ways. Like, in one audio, he dumps the shit out of you. And he's super nasty and everything. And in the other one, he's kneeling in lingerie in front of you and begging you to be, you know what I mean. So he's also absolutely amazing. And I think I should stop and go to the next question before I ramble now for the next, I don't know, 5 hours or something, and bore you to death with my ramblings. And yeah. The next and the last question. Let's end on the positive note. What's something to be excited about in your life right now? Well, I'm going through a lot of changes right now, like almost cutting down everything in my old life and turn it all around. Like, you can say I'm almost beginning a new life at the moment. But yeah, it's very scary sometimes, and yeah, but I also look forward to all these changes, and yeah, I will try my damnedest to take every chance I get to make it all better and make it amazing. So this was my first questionnaire here. So I hope you like it, and I didn't bore you to death or something like that. And I'm looking forward to the next questionnaire here. So until now, bye bye.